Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
First John 2 and 28 says, "Now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, ye may have confidence and be not ashamed at his coming." My title for this morning is Abiding in the Lord. Pastor, would you like to pray? The word abide means to endure without yielding, to withstand, to remain, to dwell, to hold continually, and never let go of. You can be seated, sorry. In Hebrew and Greek, the word abide often includes the idea of a deep, personal, and lasting relationship, not just a quick or temporary stay. When we look at all the meanings and translations, they all point back to the central idea of staying, dwelling, or establishing. And these ideas can sometimes feel very contrary to the pace we live our daily lives. We're constantly moving, searching, and going all the time, so the thought of abiding or staying in one place can seem to contradict success or achievement in our mindsets. But if we look in the Bible, we see that abiding is portrayed slightly different. In Ruth 1:16 through 17, Ruth shows this persistence to abide with Naomi, stating, "Where you go, I will go. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." Through this entire story, we see that abiding is not simply a place or location, but is an action on one's part to stay close and remain in the presence of. We see that Ruth was determined not to let anything hinder her from being with or in the presence of Naomi. And we have to ask if we are that way with our relationship with God. Are we willing to leave everything that's familiar and comfortable to us just to simply be in his presence? Through the scripture, we see that abiding is not staying in one place, but forming something permanent. Ruth and Naomi didn't stay in one place, but Ruth made up her mind that she would abide with Naomi no matter the location or circumstance. She was willing to sacrifice her comfort zone for a relationship that she knew would be much more valuable. So that's what I'm going to be touching on for just a minute today. It won't be long, I promise. If you go back to my opening scripture, 1 John 2 and 28, which says, "Now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and be not ashamed of his coming." The reason we have confidence when we abide in the Lord is because we learn to truly know him. And when we learn to truly know him, we know that there is no reason to be ashamed in what we believe. The world will try to make you feel like your worship, your praise, and your relationship with God is ridiculous. But at the end of the day, are we seeking the validation of the world or of God? One of my favorite quotes is, "We need to stop seeking validation from a world that crucified a perfect man." No matter what, the world will always have something to criticize or judge. So we need to look for our confidence in the Lord so we can truly live an unashamed life. We can try to have confidence in knowing who we are, but we will never truly be confident until we know who he is and who he has called us to be. We can't rely on ourselves for the strength and confidence we need, but we have to remember that the Lord is our source. John 15:4-7 says, "Abide in me as I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." It's easy to get weary when we're trying to make things happen outside of the Lord's will, timing, and on our own. Just as the verse says, a branch cannot bear fruit of itself accepted abide in the vine, we cannot expect it to be any different in our walk with God. But we have to acknowledge him as the source of everything we need. Whether or not the Lord is your source is easy to tell. You just have to ask yourself, what kind of fruit do I bear? If we're not showing the love, kindness, and faith that we are called to have, we might need to check where our heart is abiding and what our source truly is. But if we are connected to the vine, or the source, the Lord will constantly supply you with fruit as a result of that relationship. Because God rewards people who are truly after his heart. My last verse is Psalms 91:1, which says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." The first thing that comes to my mind when I hear this verse is the protection and covering that comes with abiding in the Lord that we should never take for granted. There's such a privilege in the protection that comes with abiding under the shadow of the Almighty that we truly don't understand. I have to ask myself, am I doing everything I can to dwell in that secret place? Am I willing to give up anything that's hindering me from abiding under the shadow of the Almighty? Because I never want to look back and realize that I could have been there if I was just willing to sacrifice something. The second thing I think of is the relationship that comes with dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God. As I said earlier, abiding is not a place, but a relationship. You're not going to sit in your prayer closet on your phone for 30 minutes and be like, "Wow, that felt so good to abide in the Lord." But you're going to talk to him and form a relationship. Because that's what abiding truly is, forming a relationship and committing to it. If there's one thing I learned from NAYC this year, is that your ministry starts with your relationship with God. We have to use that abiding and dwelling relationship as the foundation for everything we do. As I come to a close, you can stand. We don't ever need to take the power and privilege of abiding for the Lord for granted. It should be a part of our everyday life, but not a chore or a routine. It can be hard trying to balance your relationship with God in life, but when your relationship with him truly is your life, it's no longer something that comes after your priorities, but it is your priority. I know none of this was anything new, and it was really short, but we have to remember the importance of simply being in his presence.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.